Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Texas, Democrats did not win big in the midterms in statewide offices, but they did score wins in some other areas, including in Dallas County, where the incumbent Republican District Attorney Faith Johnson was easily knocked off by Democrat John Cruzeau. He's a former judge, prosecutor, and defense attorney. He joins us now. Judge Cruzeau, thank you for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you.
So you have not yet been sworn in as DA, and you're already making headlines about your take on the case of Botham Jean, who is the black man shot and killed in his apartment by a white off-duty police officer, Amber Geiger. This happened in September. Police brought a manslaughter charge against her, but there's been a lot of public criticism about that decision, including from you. You think she should have been charged with murder. Why?
Well, so if you one of the problems with this case is, what do the facts support as far as a charge? And in the state of Texas, manslaughter is when you've acted recklessly, and murder is when you've either acted intentionally, unknowingly, to cause the death of an individual, or you committed an act that was clearly dangerous to human life that caused the death of the other person. And there's nothing from what has been reported about the facts of this case, in my mind, that support a manslaughter charge. And all of the facts support a murder charge. And that's all I've said. I have seen no reports, no anything other than what's been reported in a newspaper or on television. So I don't know all the facts. But based on what I have seen, the more appropriate charge is murder, not manslaughter.
We spoke with the outgoing district attorney, Faith Johnson, shortly after the shooting and asked her about the manslaughter charge. Here's what she told us.
That's what you need to ask the Texas Rangers. They came out without arrest. You got to remember, we had nothing to do with the charges or the arrest because we're not the arresting agency. We are the prosecution.
What do you make of that answer?
Well, I think probably someone should have followed up and said, what's your personal opinion? No one ever did that. And I think what she was saying to everyone, in addition to that, was that she had a spirited, I think was the word she used, discussion with them about the propriety of the charge. And then said that that was a confidential discussion. But once again, nobody asked her what was her personal opinion about it. And so what I wrote about was my personal opinion based on the facts as I understood them to be, and that it should be murder. So I don't know what her personal opinion is. Mm-hmm. I think that the case will go to the grand jury, that's my understanding, before the end of the year. And I am assuming that it will be taken as a murder charge.
Well, and actually, she has said that she wants to stay on the Botham Jean case because it happened under her watch. Is that something you would consider?
Well, I can't stop her from doing it, and that's okay with me. I trust that she's going to go forward in the appropriate manner on it.
What do you think that that case says about police and African Americans in Texas and in this country today?
Well, I think let's just take that particular case out, because that case actually has some problems from the prosecutor's side, but obviously, the use of force and deadly force and encounters with African Americans, mostly men and poor people, people of color in this country, is beyond what is necessary. And sometimes it's just straight murder or some other criminal act by a police officer. I don't think that most of our police officers do that, but obviously some. It says something about our culture. And where we are today in race relations and in treatment of different communities by the police. But I think that, you know, this particular case does have some very strong defensive issues, and I've written about that. When I wrote about the difference between murder and manslaughter, I included the potential problems that the prosecution will have with the case, based on the facts, once again, as I understand them. Number one, mistake of fact. If she was truly mistaken as to which apartment she was in, and if she gets the benefit of that, then she may get the benefit of self-defense and defense of property at night in Texas, you can, there are certain circumstances where you can defend property with deadly force, but only at night. And so those are kind of unique things to the state of Texas, and she may have the benefit of those, and it could affect the outcome of the case.
You retired from the bench in 2012, but before that, you got a lot of national attention for your diversion drug court. Instead of jailing first-time offenders, you would first look at whether rehab was the best option. And throughout your campaign, you promised real justice reform. What does that look like to you, especially in the context of what's happening in Washington and that they may be looking at criminal justice reform at the federal level as well right now?
Well, criminal justice reform means to me dealing with structural mass incarceration. And that doesn't have any – it's not just about misdemeanor offenses. You know, I have promised that we're not going to file, certainly on first-time offenders, under 4 ounces of marijuana cases. And even if we do deal with a subsequent case, it'll be as a criminal – I mean, it'll be as a public health problem as opposed to a criminal justice issue. But when you talk about criminal justice reform, that means different things to different people. Those are very limited proposals coming from the Trump administration. I'm talking about doing something different and far more far-reaching than what he's talking about. We're talking about looking at lower-degree felonies and treating them as a public health issue as opposed to a criminal justice issue when appropriate.
Like what kind of
felonies? The other thing that's, well, drug cases and prescription fraud cases. We have a program right now that I started, for example, that deals with the two lowest level felony offenses, where if you finish the program, the case is dismissed and it's expunged. But if there's no capacity for you to get into the program, for example, it's full, or if you don't need clinical intervention and you're not appropriate for the program, then you're prosecuted and you wind up with a criminal record. And I don't think that's fair. That's not balanced. And if we're going to let the folks who have the worst problems come out and get a case dismissed and expunged, then we ought to make that same process available, maybe not exactly that they go through a diversion program, but they have an opportunity to come up out the back end with their case dismissed and expunged also.
And what would you say if somebody like President Trump were to look at that kind of a proposal and say, that's weak on crime, we want to be tough on crime?
It came from his mouth. I wouldn't pay much attention to it at all, to be quite honest. But on the other hand, when polled, Republicans, people who identify themselves as Republicans, when polled on this issue and this approach, the approval of it is over 70%. And, of course, people who identify themselves as Democrats, the approval rating is much higher. So it's really a bipartisan issue. Our legislature has increasingly put in laws that fund treatment and fund diversion, and we put in more money to train judges and to incentivize communities, our counties, to have these programs, and that started under Rick Perry. So it is a bipartisan issue as far as the legislature is concerned, because in adopting these types of policies, we have closed 8 prisons when we were projected to need 17,000 additional prison beds. So we've gone from 150,000 prisoners to 141, mm-hmm. instead of going from 150,000 to 167,000. So it's been quite a savings to the state, and crime hasn't gone up. We've actually reduced crime by dealing with and addressing the underlying issues for criminal behavior.
What are you most excited about with your new role coming up?
Oh, I think the opportunity to realign the office where things are more effective and that we focus on crime reduction and cost reduction and addressing structural mass incarceration. I think that's a big challenge. And then adopting new policies and new procedures and then looking at the outcomes to make certain that we're achieving our goals. I'm excited about that.
That is John Crusoe, who is the district attorney-elect for Dallas County. He is a Democrat who beat the incumbent Republican, and he takes office in January. Judge Crusoe, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.